Chapter 54. Long, my dear, but 'tis o'er now. Ah, Rachel, ah, a muddle. Fro first to last, a muddle. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the specter of his old look seemed to pass as he said the word. I ha fell into th pit, my dear, as have cost why in the knowledge o' old folk now livin', hundreds and hundreds o' men's lives, fathers, sons, brothers, dear to thousands and thousands, and keeping em fro want and hunger. I ha fell into a pit that ha been why th fire damn crueler than battle. I ha read on t in the public petition, as anyone may read, fro the men that works in pits, in which they ha prayin' and prayin' the lawmakers for Christ's sake, not to let their work be murder to em, but to spare em for th wives and children that they loves as well as gentlefolk loves theirs. When it were in work, it killed without need. When 'tis let alone, it kills without need. See how we die and no need, one way and another in a muddle every day. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he faintly said it, without any anger against anyone. Merely as the truth. Thy little sister, Rachel, thou hast not forgot her. Thou'rt not like to forget her now, and me so nigh her. Thou know'st poor, patient, suffering, dear, how thou didst work for her, sitting all day long in her little chair at thy winder, and how she died, young and misshapen, all in o sickly air as had no need to be, and all in o working people's miserable homes. A muddle. Ah, muddle. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Louis approached him, but he could not see her, lying with his face turned up to the night sky. If all th things that touches us, my dear, was not so muddled, I should not had need to come here. If we was not in a muddle among ourselves, I should not been, by my own fellow weavers and working brothers, so mistook. If Mr. Bounderby had ever knowed me, right, if he'd ever knowed me at all, he would not took the fence why me. He would not suspect me. But look up yonder, Rachel. Look above. Apostrophe, following his eyes, she saw that he was gazing at a star. It ha shined upon me, apostrophe, he said reverently, in my pain and trouble down below. It ha shined into my mind. I ha looked at thee and thought o' thee, Rachel, till the muddle in my mind have cleared awa, above a bit, I hope. If soon ha been wantin' in unnursin' in me better, I too, ha been wantin' in unnursin' in them better. When I got thy letter, I easily believin' that, what the young lady sen, and done to me, and what her brother sen, and done to me, was one, and that there were a wicked plot betwixt em. When I fell, I were in anger why her, and hurryin' on tea, be as unjust tea her as others was tea me. But in our judgments, like as in our doings, we mun bear and forbear. In my pain and trouble, looking up yonder, why it shinin' on me, I ha seen more clear, and ha made it my din prayer that a th world may on come to jither more, and get a better unnursin' and know one another, than when I were in t my own weak selen. Apostrophe, Louis, hearing what he said, bent over him on the opposite side to Rachel, so that he could see her. You ha heard? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he said, after a few moments' silence. I ha not forgot you, lady. Apostrophe, yes, Stephen, I have heard you. And your prayer is mine. Apostrophe, you ha a father. Will you tack a message to him? Apostrophe, he is here, apostrophe, said Louis, with dread. Shall I bring him to you? Apostrophe, if you please. Apostrophe, Louis returned with her father. Standing hand in hand, they both looked down upon the solemn countenance. Sir, yo will clear me, and make my name good why amen. This I leave to yo. Apostrophe, Mr. Gradrand was troubled and asked how? Sir, apostrophe, was the reply. Your son will tell yo how. Ask him. I make no charges. I leave none to hint me. Not a single word. I ha seen and spoken why your son, one night. I ask no more o yo than that yo clear me, and I trust to yo to do t apostrophe, the bearers being now ready to carry him away, and the surgeon being anxious for his removal, those who had torches or lanterns, prepared to go in front of the litter. Before it was raised, and while they were arranging how to go, he said to Rachel, looking upward at the star, Often as I come to my son, and found it shining on me down there in my trouble, I thought it were the star as guided to our Savior's home. I almost think it be the very star. Apostrophe, they lifted him up, and he was overjoyed to find that they were about to take him in the direction whither the star seemed to him to lead. Rachel, beloved lass, don't let go my hand. We may walk together tonight, my dear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I will hold thy hand and keep beside thee, Stephen, all the way. Apostrophe, bless thee. Will somebody be pleased to cover my face? Apostrophe, they carried him very gently along the fields, and down the lanes, and over the wide landscape, Rachel always holding the hand in hers. Very few whispers broke the mournful silence. It was soon a funeral procession. The star had shown him where to find the God of the poor, and through humility, and sorrow, and forgiveness, he had gone to his Redeemer's rest. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.